God's grace and peace to you. As we join together now here in his house, here as one people, however we are connected, whenever we connect. For it is he that is good, and it is he that longs for us to seek his heart. And when we do, he makes us the strongest we can possibly be. And that's what we're seeking today, and it's what we notice as a theme today when we look at this story of the book of Judges. Now, if you've been with us going through the story, our 31-week journey through the entire Bible, we've arrived at this book that moves, I guess I would say, at a really fast pace. Lots of judges, lots of activity, lots of things happening. But there was a pattern there. If you read it this past week, you might have noticed it. We heard it in the gospel or in the Old Testament reading today. I'm just finding myself needing to take really deep breaths because this mask isn't letting all that much air in. So be patient with me as my rhythm changes a little. Oh, some people think I should take it off, but you don't know how far I can spray. So I'm going to keep it on. This rhythm is there. Did you notice it? Trouble comes because people have drifted far from God. They cry out to God looking for a deliverer. God sends them a deliverer and a judge. Then the deliverer's there, and they forget about God and the deliverer, and they live their own ways. And then trouble comes, and the cycle happens over and over. Last time I checked, friends, I don't think that cycle was limited to the book of Judges in the Old Testament. I don't think it was limited to just the BC times. I see that struggle. I see that cycle in our world. I noticed it in 2001. And the world was prospering, the economy was so great, it was so wonderful, all the blessings that we had under our previous president, and not any fault of George Bush's at all, but in comes our new president, and it all crashes with 9/11. We've seen it happen again here recently in these times. And in these times, people then turn back to God. They seek him, his strength, and he raises people up. Haven't you experienced some people here, either at Gethsemane or in your life, that God has raised up? They might have done it on Facebook. You got to watch someone. Might have done it in your small group. It might have been the member or the leader here at the church that just called you on a regular basis to say, how are you doing? But God raised some people up, didn't he? And he strengthened us in doing that. I could mention some, but the problem is if I start mentioning just a few and I leave some out, it's not fair. I think we know who those great folks are, the ones who kept worship going and services going and online and all of that stuff. And when we have our big celebration moment, I know we're going to take the time to recognize all of them. But in this moment, let's recognize that God, when we cry out, sends help. And it's that pattern that I hope we also notice in the book of Judges. That pattern that was there when Gideon was trying his very best in the midst when all the other grain had been taken away, hiding in the middle of the night trying to grind a little grain to take care of his family. And when the angel of the Lord shows up to him and says, you're the one, now you're the next chosen one. Gideon asked for help. He held out his fleeces, right? You remember that story? And then when he trusted in God, not in himself, not in the huge size of the army of Israel, some 30,000 soldiers, but God whittled it down to 300 soldiers so that God would get the credit, so that the people would grow in their trust in God who could do it through such a small number of people. When he trusted in God, God brought victory. We see it in Deborah too. I actually thought when I read that story, this must be the source of that phrase, you need somebody to knock some sense into your skull. You know, when the woman Deborah prophesied was going to drive a tent peg through the head of that cruel and killer king, and Israel was released again by that woman's faith and action. By Deborah's faithful leadership and action, success came. When they cried out to and trusted in God. There was another judge in there, although we don't always think of Samson as a judge per se. Kind of hard to picture the guy with the long flowing locks walking around in a judge's robe,
here comes the judge, right, with, you know,
his big biceps or whatever it is that Samson would do with all of his strength. And his stories of strength are amazing. Tying foxtails together with torches on them, slaying 1,000 with a donkey's jawbone, and so much that he manages to do. But as you read the story, or if you have a chance to read it here today, go there and look at chapter 8. As you read that, you see in Samson a shift, right? A start to trust in himself. Oh, this God strength stuff is pretty good. I can just sort of turn it on whenever I want, flip it off, and have a normal, fun life. I'll marry who I want. I'll even trick her and play with her, even though she's one of the enemy, one of the Philistines. And that does not go so well for Samson. It doesn't usually go so well for us when we figure we can just sort of flip on the switch and get God's power and strength whenever we want, instead of walking in that trusting, regular relationship with him. Oh, it does not go well. In fact, there's that moment of failure where Samson, now with his hair cut off and his eyes gouged out and his strength gone, really hits bottom. But as he does, as he is an example of that cycle reduced to one of Israel, he also, in his distress, cries out to God one more time. God, give me strength once more. And he's able, as the book of Judges tells us, to kill more Philistines in that last moment in the temple when he pushed the columns down than all that he had ever killed before. And there was that brief period. I wonder if we can learn a lesson. That we, like Samson, can cry out to God and have victory, but better than Samson, can sustain it. Because we sustain our trust. For we have not just the angel of the Lord coming to us, we have the Lord himself in Jesus Christ, coming in his word, coming in his sacraments, coming by the strength of his spirit, and coming in looking out at us as he did in our gospel reading, and feeling this sense of compassion because he sees how harassed and helpless and struggling we often are. He's the one that came to live and die and rise again for us. And he's the one who says, pray. Pray that God will send more good men and good women out into the harvest field, out to care for others, others who will go out trusting in God and doing great things for God. Some of those others are going to be you and me. Some of those others already are in how we're sharing and encouraging and trusting. But may we find a strength stronger than Samson's in God's spirit. May we find a love and a hope stronger than any judge in the Old Testament ever did. For our Jesus keeps every promise to us that he ever makes. May we find a love that is everlasting to be our strength. Now in this time of uncertainty and all life and eternity long. Amen.